Welcome. You are listening to AfterSight. This recording is intended solely for individuals who are blind or have low vision.
Thank you for joining us for Hobby Radio, read by Keith, amateur radio operator W0NX, featuring the March 2025 The Spectrum Monitor. We'll begin with RF Current, news from the world of communications by Ken Reitz, KS4ZR. Radio Paola, 2025 style. Every few years, the spectacle of Paola arises in the U.S. radio industry. The term, referencing the concept of pay and the popular radio suffix ola, used in the early days of radio as in areola, detrola, victrola, radiola, and motorola, was coined in the 1950s following scandals in which record companies would pay disc jockeys to play their latest releases more often, a pay-for-play scheme that made good money for well-placed disc jockeys in major markets. This practice was probably as old as radio itself, but not illegal until 1959. That's when Congress outlawed the practice, following an investigation that stained the reputation of popular radio personalities, including Dick Clark and Alan Freed, the self-proclaimed king of rock and roll. The law didn't stop the practice, it just drove it a little more underground. Instead of cash paid under the table, referred to as the $50 handshake, about $550 in today's currency, tickets to sporting events and concerts, pricey athletic shoes, and even drugs have been alleged as payments in years past. Fast forward to 2025, and we get the latest version. On February 6th, the FCC issued an enforcement advisory warning broadcasters against what it called covert manipulation of radio airplay based on artist participation in promotions or events, which, the FCC says, violates FCC payola rules. According to multiple media outlets, the advisory comes after U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn asked the FCC to look into the matter, suggesting that some stations offered more airtime if artists performed free at station-backed concerts. The payola issue was last visited by the FCC in 2014, when the Commission's Enforcement Bureau issued forfeiture orders to three broadcast companies for violation of its payola and sponsorship identification rules. Odyssey is the third biggest commercial radio conglomerate in the U.S., with over 220 stations in 47 markets, having absorbed several smaller radio conglomerates over the last 56 years. It's also the home of leading podcast studios, according to their website. Of particular note is their dramatization of the 1959 payola scandal, which can be heard on Odyssey's podcast series American Scandal, starting with episode number 1, The $50 Handshake, released April 2019. This episode is free. The rest of the episodes may be heard using the Wondery app. Radio stock ticker, going up. Salem Media Group, founded over 50 years ago as the commercial endeavor specializing in Christian publishing and broadcasting, owns some 100 U.S. radio stations. But its stock, like its secular peers, has suffered over the last few years, peaking at $3.76 per share on October 22, 2021, and plummeting to as little as 21 cents per share on December 27, 2024. Then, according to Christianity Today, the company decided to exit the Christian music format and return to its origins of Christian-based talk radio. In the process, 7 of its stations were acquired by Educational Media Foundation, EMF, a tax-exempt Christian radio conglomerate that broadcasts several different Christian-themed formats, including talk and music in both English and Spanish, and holds more than 1,000 radio station licenses, the most of any U.S. radio conglomerate. The deal has allowed Salem to pay off nearly $160 million in long-term debt. The company's stock jumped immediately to 78 cents per share. EMF is in a very good position to help out. According to its latest IRS 990 filing from the 2023 tax year, the latest required to file, the company has over $1 billion in net assets. Going down. On February 14th, Urban One Incorporated, a U.S. radio station company which owns and operates 57 U.S. radio stations, was threatened with delisting from the NASDAQ stock exchange because the price of its Class D common stock had been below $1 per share for more than 30 business days. Under exchange rules, the company has until August 11th to reach $1 per share for a minimum of 10 consecutive business days. Urban One stock peaked at over $7 per share in late October 2021. Since November 3rd, 2023, the stock has steadily dropped from $5.78 per share to 80 cents per share as of February 14th. Going sideways. With over 400 stations in 84 markets, shares in Cumulus, the U.S. number 2 radio station conglomerate, have been unchanged over the last 4 months, trading at around 88 cents per share. It, too, has been threatened with delisting from the NASDAQ exchange. Number 1 U.S. radio conglomerate, iHeartRadio, with nearly 850 radio stations across the U.S., and is similarly afflicted. Over the last 12 months, parent company iHeartMedia has hung around the $2.22 per share mark. It remains to be seen if there will be any fallout for any of these companies from the FCC's payola warning. Uncertain future. Odyssey, as seen on the previous page, is a big part of the U.S. broadcast industry. But it has experienced a lot of financial adversity. It's been in and out of Chapter 11 bankruptcy and New York Stock Exchange delisting in 2023. In September 2024, the company completed its financial restructuring. On January 29th this year, Odyssey CEO David Field stepped down after 27 years leading the company, going back to the days when it was known as Intercom. Shares in Odyssey are traded over-the-counter, OTC, at just under 16 cents per share. Rig Experts admin offices hit by Russian missile. According to an announcement on the company's website, February 13th, Rig Experts administrative office was completely destroyed by a Russian ballistic missile. Fortunately, all employees are safe. In the announcement, company CEO Ashot Andeev said, "Despite this difficult situation, the Rig Expert team is committed to restoring operations as soon as possible to continue providing our products to you. We are working tirelessly to minimize delays and fulfill our commitments. Our top priority is the safety of our team and the continuity of our operations. While our administrative office is in ruins, our production facility survived, allowing us to continue serving our customers and partners." Rig Expert is a leading manufacturer of antenna and cable analyzers for amateur and commercial operators. And now the shortwave listener by Fred Waterer. programming_matters@yahoo.ca. Spring Shortwave Schedule. Welcome to the March edition of the Shortwave Listener. Time marches on. Already 3 months into a new year. Days are starting to get longer, and we flip our clocks forward, making them seem even longer. In northern climes where I live, winter drags on a bit longer, but soon tantalizing glimpses of the warmer weather to come will start to tease us coyly. It's an interesting time to be a listener, and besides, what else is there to do? With nicer weather slowly warming up in the bullpen, it's lovely to tune in broadcasts from warmer climes and enjoy those, even vicariously, like an old friend. And that is the theme of this month's column, Old and New Friends. We'll look at old favorite radio programs which continue to entertain, and inevitably new friends in the form of programs and presenters. And don't forget, with the time changes in March, some broadcast times will change and others will adjust to the new reality. Thailand. One of those warm places that broadcast on shortwave is Thailand. Radio Thailand presents a very enjoyable daily half hour in English. Tune in at 0000 UTC on 13,750 kHz. You'll hear regional news, business news, and some very enticing descriptions of Thai beaches, resorts, and other places of interest. There is also advertising, which is not something one usually hears on shortwave. Most ads are for airlines and other touristy services. With Voice of Vietnam no longer broadcasting via the U.S. or the U.K., this is a rare opportunity to hear about Southeast Asia. Thanks to Gilles Letourneau in Montreal for the reminder about Radio Thailand. I hesitate to call him a new friend. Let's go with relatively new. Gilles has been active in CIDX and the SWL Fests for many years. I met him at the virtual SWL Fest a few years ago. Gilles hosts a YouTube channel and weekly live stream there on Saturdays. Check out his many videos, receiver reviews, and other talks of interest to SWLs. Go to YouTube and look for Official SWL Channel. Live streams are on Saturdays, usually around 2000 UTC. WRMI. Last month, it was noted that WRMI has been running Martin Dawson's old-time radio mystery theater. The broadcast times were 1300 UTC Saturday on 15,770 kHz and 0400 UTC Sunday on 9,395 kHz. It's a treat to hear. I love listening to these old dramas. Radio Miami's schedule is often a work in progress. It was noted that the program is now listed on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 0000 UTC Fridays. It wouldn't hurt to check all these times. Scheduled programs in March include March 1st, The Hermit's Cave Radio Show, The House on Lost Lands Bluff, 1947. March 8th, Mystery in the Air Radio Show, Crime and Punishment, 1947. March 15th, The Mysterious Traveler Radio Show, The Last Survivor, 1949. March 22nd, Suspense Radio Show, Ghost Hunt, 1949. March 29th, The Hermit's Cave Radio Show, The Black Band, 1940. Thanks to Jeff White for the details. Speaking of OTR, last month I mentioned some online resources for listening to historic recordings. This month, I'd like to introduce you to the life work of my late friend, King David McKenzie, as he styled himself on the air. About 20 or so years ago, David hosted a fascinating program called Echoes of a Century. Each hour-long episode dealt with a single topic and was packed with historic recordings, often via shortwave. Ever wonder what it was like to listen to live breaking news during major historic events? There are episodes with breaking news coverage of events like Pearl Harbor, the deaths of FDR, Adolf Hitler, JFK, RFK, and MLK. There are programs about the outbreak of war in Europe, the end of the war, the Hindenburg disaster, Al Capone and Bugs Moran. There is also some very lighthearted fare, such as the radio feud between Fred Allen and Jack Benny, a program on the Bickersons, Orson Welles' War of the Worlds, Stan Freberg, and perhaps my all-time favorite, an hour of Wolfman Jack doing his thing on the Mexican border blasters. He always ended his program with the tagline, "Fear and God do not inhabit the same space." King David became a friend online around 2001 or 2002. He was a great radio guy and SWL. There are well over 85 editions of his show archived online. For a long time, the website that was hosting them was down or having issues. These seem to have been addressed, at least for now. David died rather tragically during an Arizona heat wave many years ago. These editions of Echoes of a Century are a bit of a monument to a good radio guy and an excellent broadcaster. See if you don't agree. Go to radio4all.net and search Echoes of a Century. Your ears will thank you. Blues Radio International. Blues Radio International is a cool little 30-minute program of, as the name implies, blues music. The program is based in Florida and hosted by Jesse Finkelstein and Audrey Michelle, and has been heard for many years via WRMI. This program is highly recommended if you like this music. Jesse knows his stuff and presents a great mix of recordings and live performances. Blues Radio International broadcasts live interviews and music on shortwave radio, social media, and the internet. Our mission is to uplift everyone with music in all corners of Earth and beyond. With confirmed listeners in 184 countries, our shortwave radio broadcasts do just that, provide healing music for people that do not have access to the internet via inexpensive shortwave AM radios. In 2019, the Blues Foundation awarded us the Keeping the Blues Alive Award. You can find live concerts, musical interviews, and news from Blues Radio International at bluesradiointernational.net. CQ calling. I was listening to WRMI, and in place of scheduled Viva Miami, an episode of CQ Calling was played. I should point out that I am not a licensed ham, nor do I play one on TV. So, I approach this from a layman's point of view. It was a fun and seemingly informative program about ham radio. The host was clearly knowledgeable and enthusiastic about the subject. This would probably be a good program if you are into the ham aspect of our hobby. WRMI is pleased to broadcast a weekly DX program especially oriented toward the large number of amateur radio operators in our audience. The name is CQ Calling. It's produced and presented by Larry DeYo, who says, "I've been an avid medium wave and shortwave DXer since 1972. I began in broadcasting in 1977 in Portland, Oregon. A total of 11 years in commercial radio. I host a nearly daily YouTube show between 2000 and 2100 UTC called Ham Radio Live, a show watched daily by people from around the world. The show encourages people to get their ham license, while also celebrating shortwave, DX, CB, and radio history. The live viewers are a key element to every show. CQ Calling is aired on WRMI Thursdays at the following times and frequencies. Thursday, 0815 UTC on 7730 kHz to Hawaii, South Pacific, Australia, New Zealand. Thursday, 2015 UTC on 15,770 kHz to Europe, North Africa, Middle East. Thursday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on 9,395 kHz to North America. Thursday, 8:15 p.m. Eastern Time on 9,955 kHz to Caribbean, Central America, South America. This was a new one for me. I'll definitely check it out again. Uncle Bill, from the Isle of Music, March 2025. March's program will feature a Cuban dance party with some of our favorite charanga orchestras and will air as follows. Friday, March 7th, 3,955 kHz at 2200 UTC. Saturday, March 8th, 3,955 kHz at 1800 UTC, simulcast with 9,670 kHz using Beam EF, repeat of March 7th episode. Uncle Bill's Melting Pot, March 2025. March's program will feature mainly music from Corsica and will air as follows. Friday, March 14th, 3,955 kHz at 2200 UTC. Saturday, March 15th, 3,955 at 1800 UTC, simulcast with 9,670 using Beam EF. Repeat of March 14th episode. Texas Radio Shortwave. Our friends at TRSW have sent the following information. Note that on March 2nd, we're testing on channel 292, 6,070 kHz. The audio bleed over from 6,070 kHz to 3,955 kHz is annoying. So we're looking to replace 3,955 and we'll test time slots on 6,070 to find the best time for year-round reception in Europe and beyond. Watch for additional tests, which may or may not make it onto our monthly schedules until we decide. Tests will be announced on our Facebook page, hobbyist pages, and in groups.io. Program, Music of Joe King Carrasco, March 1st, 2200, 3,955, Europe. March 2nd, 0200, 9,670, North America East. 0400, North America West. 1200, 6,070, Europe. 1300, 9,670, Europe. We'll continue this article next time. Thank you for joining us for Hobby Radio, read by Keith.
If you enjoyed this program, please register for our free services at www.aftersight.org or by calling 303-786-7777.